Innovation and answers to national security challenges, establishing a digital citizen experience-oriented government, widely divergent imperatives that could share a possible way to solve them, namely artificial intelligence. What is it and how does it apply? Federal News Radio is exploring the use and impact of AI by federal agencies in a special new report, and joining me with more, reporter Meredith Summers. So Meredith, let's start with what AI is. It used to be simply that if you were conversing with a computer and it was giving back answers either verbally or on a screen, and you couldn't tell you were talking with a computer, that was AI. But things have moved on since then, haven't they?
Yes, they have. I mean, that test is still around and definitely a part of the conversation. But the White House tried to define AI in October by putting out a report called Preparing for the Future of Artificial Intelligence. And I talked with a range of people in the federal government for this special report. And I think the best way to describe it came from the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity, or IARPA, their director, Dr. Jason Matheny.
AI is a category for technologies that aim to replicate some aspect of human cognition. So that could be human planning, reasoning, the ability to learn, the ability to develop strategy. AI has also started to have a real influence in the way that the government operates. So some government agencies are using automated assistance, for instance, to help with managing calls to individual federal agencies who want information regarding, say, health and benefits. Some federal agencies are using automated tools to help with making projections or forecasts about things such as changes in attendance or changes in workflow. And some federal agencies, like the ones that we work with in the intelligence community, are applying AI to understand trends and patterns in the world in order to make sense of risks to, say, U.S. national security or to global security.
That was IARPA Director Jason Matheny. And making sense of those risks to national and global security is something that IARPA is working on right now with various AI projects. One is the Deep Intermodal Video Activity, or DIVA. Another is Aladdin Video, and also they have a Finder program. And Aladdin is an automated video search. So imagine, you want to watch a football game, a video clip of the Redskins and the Cowboys. So you can go to Google and type in Redskins, Cowboys, football, and whatever date was. And any video that's been tagged with any of those names, like Cowboys, Redskins, will pop up. But when you are a terrorist, for example, you are not going to label a martyrdom video or how to build an IED or something like that. And so this program, this Aladdin video, is going about and it's an automated video search to find these videos. It's recognizing what, a martyrdom looks like or how to build this looks like. And so they're able to find videos that aren't even tagged.
Sure. So there's millions and millions of hours of video out there. And this
every
is a
day.
Way of getting at what you want without this traditional search features. Is anybody monitoring this emerging technology in the federal government specifically? We mentioned Jason Matheny.
Yes. So that report I mentioned, the Preparing for the Future of AI, is what the Obama administration is hoping will guide AI in the future for the government. It also released a National Artificial Intelligence Research and Development Strategic Plan. And the plan has two goals, to provide a platform for identifying and developing AI opportunities and providing a workforce to support that platform. The report also includes information on everything from self-driving cars to workforce development. It makes recommendations for agencies when considering the use of AI and how it can apply to their missions.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So agencies need to find a reason to use AI. You can see this easily in the intelligence area and in national security. Why would the average agency want to use it?
Yeah, so like you were saying, the Defense Department has a bunch of different machines and robots that it uses for its missions. But civilian agencies as well, for a variety of reasons, might want to use AI. But the ones that I kept hearing about related to customer service and mission. So, for example, the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses text readers, which are computer programs, to help digest and categorize all the job data it gets. Because, one hospital might define just doctor as a job, while another might say and get really specific and go, obstetrician, pediatrician, that kind of thing. These text readers help churn out a lot more data more cheaply and faster for their monthly reports. And then there's also the Citizenship and Immigration Services, which uses a virtual assistant called Emma to answer questions for people on everything from their green card papers to case status. Here's project manager for Emma, Vashon Citizen.
We wanted to provide a way where customers can get access to information 24 hours a day, because we do have call centers where customers can call, but they're not, they close at 6 p.m. So access is always available, as well as because our customers are all over the world, they speak different languages, we wanted a way where customers could get answers, but they use their own, what we call natural language. They can speak in their own words. They don't need to know government speak.
So that's USCIS. Meredith, are other agencies embracing this idea of AI?
Yes and no. I talked to the private sector creators of the EMMA program, and they said government is definitely recognizing a move toward self-help within websites like these chatbots or virtual assistants like EMMA. And as the technology matures, you look for a place where you can kind of strike a balance between mission and what's coming in from the private sector. Here's Jen Snell. She's the vice president of NextIT, the company that built EMMA.
You know, I think the government, is going through a lot like in the private sector, a digital transformation. Like they're trying to connect with users where users are today and their clients and their customers. So, traditional channels in the call center and forcing people to call is not exactly where, what people want to do. So I think we're seeing a lot more of, how do we connect with our customer where they are today across multiple channels and help serve them better? So we're seeing that along with, there is also opportunities within the workforce that, for optimizing and augmenting how employees can work and work more effectively.
That was Jen Snell. She's the vice president of NextIT, the company that helped build the Ask Emma virtual assistant.
Meredith, it sounds as if the artificial intelligence revolution, if you want to call it, has technology that has matured to the point where it is usable in practical applications. And it sounds like there's little fires starting all over government. Is this going to spread, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I will look at in my second day of my special report, how AI is being used more specifically in federal government and where it's going down the future and what it means for the workforce.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And we'll look forward to the rest of that report. And also, you can read what she's writing about artificial intelligence in the federal sector. It's online at federalnewsradio.com.